I don't know what it means, so I need some definition from Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. Organization of the year. What does that mean? Like, it means like you run the best. Like, it's not franchise. It's not. What is it? Is it? Do you go against every other team in all of minor league baseball? Like, what? Talk about what I'm reading about your team.
Yeah. Good morning, Brian. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It's So it's an award that minor league baseball chooses a organization out of all 120 minor league baseball teams all throughout the country, and it best represents minor league baseball, gives the biggest community impact, does more than just support the game of baseball, but it has to deal with all the other important things that go on off the field. So community programs, what we're doing at the ballpark, all our outside events, and just continue to, support the Hartford community.
So, and you, the organization has never won this before?
Never won it before.
Wow.
Yeah, and that it's truly an honor, especially in this industry. And, for us to be in our ninth season, and it's really a testament of the Hartford community, the team, the front office, the players, the game day staff, all the supporting organizations that have been with the Yard Goats. It really, you have to like fire on all cylinders. And this is something that we were we always feel like we should be organization of the year, but it was truly a surprise and shock to get the nomination and then find out we won and beat teams like the Durham Bulls, which is I would consider a legacy organization that's been around forever.
So it's
nice to beat someone from North Carolina,
Well, I'll just say that, for us, how I feel about you and the team, but the people that don't know us, I just make the example, let's say the Salvation Army, they do their launch event for the holiday store. And when I started getting more involved, I just thought it needed to feel a little different, a little bigger, a little more sophisticated. And we asked you about it and you're like, yes. And then, I was like, maybe the Yargo Foundation can get involved a little bit. And you said, yes. And I feel like, I guess my point about you and the team is that it comes from an authentic place. You're not trying to like use it as a marketing tool, and you're not using it to win awards like this. Like you truly are trying to do whatever you can, not only to utilize your space for the best use, but to help.
Absolutely. I mean, ownership, we were talking about it last night and, when the ballpark was being built, there's programs that we're doing in Hartford that no other minor league baseball team is doing, with our community programs and such. And it's such a community focus in the organization that, you need to have your business side, right, with tickets and sponsorship and stuff. But our community programs with Aisha Petaway putting together and the entire team, it's something that, I use the term magical, that I think what we're doing here in Hartford. And it was nice to be recognized on a national level.
You kind of run into a problem on the attendance side, I think. I mean, what's the max? You go over 400,000 for three straight years and you're averaging over 6,000. I mean, at some point you either have to expand the stadium or you're going to hit your head on the ceiling.
Yeah, well, it's not always about increasing attendance. It was nice this year that the team had a winning record and had our first ever playoff game, which I talked to someone the other day, and there was like just the excitement in downtown Hartford and, with that baseball. So I think it's something that we're excited about. And, I don't think it's always about selling tickets. That's not the only mission that we have. So we'll just continue to make more impacts in the community.
Yeah, that's great. And I dealt with the Wolfpack on another matter yesterday, and they're great too. And we're honestly lucky to have both organizations in Hartford. I don't know where we'd be without that. And Duncan Park, I know it was a real pain to get it built, and we're still dealing with the after effects of that. But just to see the development around it, it's clearly a really positive story in the city of Hartford. Tim, I hope you celebrated responsibly. We're super proud to be joined with you guys in a partnership, and congratulations.
Absolutely. Well, let's make sure we have the scoreboard correct, that Hartford is one and Charlotte is zero. So We'll take that score. Speaking of hockey, so all right, thanks guys, appreciate it for having me on.
Safe travels, buddy. Tim Ristol joining us.